Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Each week, I focus on topics related to mental health and discuss ways to help you deal with issues like anxiety, depression, shame, guilt, PTSD, and more. I've spent the last 30 years researching the mind-brain connection and mental health. I worked with patients who suffered from traumatic brain injuries, struggled with anxiety, battled with learning issues, and often worked with families to resolve major relationship and communication problems. In this podcast, you will hear the advice I gave to my patients and the techniques I developed and used to help them find healing. My goal is to give you simple, effective, and practical tips and tools to help you take back control over your mental, emotional, and physical health. Before I begin today's discussion, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who has supported this podcast either by leaving a review, spreading the word, sharing episodes with friends and family, and posting about this podcast on social media. I love reading your reviews and learning how I can make this podcast even more helpful. Now back to today's podcast. Today we are talking about sleep. We hear so much about how sleep is so important that this can actually create a fear in us about all the damage that we're doing to our bodies when we can't sleep, which only impacts our sleeping patterns even more, and which then in turn affects our ability to think clearly during the day. I myself have done this. I have done almost everything when I cannot sleep, from counting sheep, deep 4-7-8 breathing, hot baths, 90 minutes before bedtime, switching off my cell phone 2 hours before bedtime, exercise at night, exercise in the morning, removing the TV from my bedroom, avoiding working before bed, reading a book all cozy in bed, taking melatonin, drinking chamomile tea. I have even tried to convince myself I'm asleep, and I still stayed awake, trying not to worry about being awake. So, coming from someone who battled sleep for years, I instead became a detective to try and find out why I wasn't sleeping well and why so many people don't sleep well. Since I do mind-brain research, this was the logical thing to do. I became my own subject in a mini research trial. And what I discovered is intuitive and backed up by recent research and is really the most logical solution. What is the solution? Get your mind in order before you go to sleep. Here is how you do this. The first tip is to stop worrying about your sleep patterns or lack of sleep. This is very normal. It's very common. You will go through phases where you don't sleep. Things are going on in your life. Things are happening. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you've been sick. Maybe you're on some sort of medication. People do, in general, go up and down in their sleep patterns. One of the other things related to worrying about sleep is don't let the scary science get you. Stop reading all the bad things that can happen to you if you don't sleep. It's prevalent now, all over the media, all over wherever you look, there's studies coming out. If you don't sleep, you're going to get Alzheimer's. If you don't sleep, you increase your chance of cardiovascular disease. If you don't sleep, and that is because sleep is vitally important. It does regenerate your body and your mind, but the mind is more powerful. So if you are worrying, that's worse than actually not sleeping. So don't read the scary science because it will actually affect you because you'll battle to stop thinking about it and that'll make you even more nervous or even more anxious when you're sleeping. It's called the white bear effect. It's basically when you tell someone not to think of a white bear, they can't stop thinking about the white bear. Whatever you tell yourself not to think about, that's inevitably what you will think about. So if you read the scary science, that's what's at the back of your mind when you can't fall asleep at night. And that makes you worry, and that keeps you awake. So, the first tip in getting into a good sleeping pattern is to stop worrying about not sleeping and stop reading what the lack of sleep is going to do to you if you find this increases your fear of not sleeping. Rather, focus your energy on remembering how powerful your mind is. Your mind is the 99% of who you are, and your physical brain and body are the 1% of who you are. So, your mind controls your brain and body and not the other way around. Rather use your energy, which is a limited resource, on using other ways to manage your sleep, which I will go into in the next few steps. The second tip to help you sleep is to realize that chaotic and toxic thoughts will create chaotic and toxic energy in the brain, which will keep you awake, which can cause brain damage. Chaotic and toxic thoughts need to be embraced, which means acknowledge them, and then you capture them, compartmentalize them, write them down, and then the next day you can process and reconceptualize them in an orderly fashion. You should never ignore wild, chaotic, toxic thoughts in your mind. No thought should go unchecked through your mind, especially if it's keeping you awake. You do this very proactively by getting into a regular 7 to 15 minute detox routine during the day. So a daily 7 to 15 minutes of detoxing your mind will completely transform your sleeping patterns because you'll be cleaning up the mental mess. I recommend using my Switch app to help you do this. The Switch app walks you through 5 steps daily to help you manage your mind. So it helps you identify the toxic issue or the chaotic thought or the intrusive thought, which has come from trauma or just bad habits. And then you work through identifying the root, breaking that down, processing it, and reconceptualizing it into a healthy new thought. And you keep doing this all the time. As you finish one thought, you work on another. Because we're always thinking, we're always building thoughts, and we are a mix between making good and bad choices. And the bad choices that are undealt with will affect our sleep. So we've always got to be managing our mind and always keeping those chaotic, toxic thoughts under control. So if you're lying there awake at night, identify those toxic thoughts and, as I said, write them down. And then in the next days, over the next weeks, etc., use the Switch app to help you detox your brain from that toxic thought. It's important to remember that there is no instant quick fix to detox your mind and brain. It is a lifestyle of capturing thoughts, processing them, and reconceptualizing them. This is basic mental self-care, as necessary as bathing and cleaning your teeth. It keeps your brain healthy and heals the brain damage from toxic thinking, which may be contributing to keeping you awake. The third tip is to not allow yourself to lie in bed panicking about not sleeping. Instead, get excited and embrace the fact that you're awake. This is what I do. If I'm awake, I think, yay, this is going to be a nice, quiet time for me not to get bugged by text, emails, people needing something, phone calls. I'm actually going to get something done that I couldn't get done during the day, or I'm finally going to read that book I wanted to read, or watch that program on Netflix, or get some research done, or catch up on emails, or maybe even go and tidy a closet, or work on an uninterrupted on a project. This excitement lowers your cortisol. It balances your hyperthalamic pituitary axis, which is the stress axis in your brain and body, and makes stress work for you and not against you, which then switches on genetic switches in your brain that make your brain work at a different level, a more resilient level, and your genes start changing in a good way. So you start feeling physically so much better, and that helps to get the panic under control. So when you can't sleep, get into a positive expectation mindset that this is a special time for you and you're going to use it wisely. A negative expectation mindset. So if you think, oh no, I'm awake again, this is terrible, I'm going to be so tired tomorrow, this is going to be awful, I'm not going to cope, I've done all that. That negative expectation mindset is just going to damage your brain and you really won't sleep. Or if you do, it's going to be a very erratic, broken sleep and not the deep sleep that you need for regenerating your mind and your brain, and you'll feel worse. So it's really worth it. Don't lie there, get out of bed, get excited and go and do something. The fourth tip is to have more thinker moments in the day. A thinker moment is where you just take a few moments, not long, just to close your eyes or even keep your eyes open and just stare at something like beautiful scenery or a picture or whatever's in front of you, and just let your mind wander, just daydream, just let the thoughts just move through your mind. This helps bring a little order back into your thinking. It helps give your brain very needed physical rest, and it helps the internal networks of your brain get more organized. If you do this regularly during the day, you start keeping the chaotic, toxic thoughts that can keep you awake at night in more order. So if you have thinker moments during the day, you control the bombardment of information that is constantly hitting you with all the things that are going on around you. The thinker moments help you process these things properly before you put your head on the pillow at night. Very often we just go through the day super busy, don't take our thinker moments, don't take time to process or rest properly, put our head on that pillow totally exhausted and boom, we're wide awake. All these tips I'm giving you are going to help control that. Thinker moments need to be included in this process to calm your mind and brain, get them into a more orderly and restful state of mind by the time you go to sleep. For more on this, go to my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. This episode is brought to you by Juve, an at-home red light therapy device. Red light therapy is a powerful, non-invasive treatment which delivers natural wavelengths of light to your skin and cells. Numerous studies have shown red light therapy can be an effective modality that we can use to help heal and improve our mental, cognitive, and physical health. It's one of the best things I recommend for optimal health and an integral part of my self-care routine. Head over to juve.com/drleaf. That's juve.com/drleaf. And if you use the code DRLEAF at checkout, you'll get a nice bonus gift with your purchase. You all know I love coffee, so I was so excited when my children told me about Four Sigmatic. Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit our immunity and energy and longevity. I currently love the coffee with lion's mane and chaga. Both of these mushrooms have brain-boosting properties and really help me with focus, clarity, and creativity. And don't worry, the coffee does not taste like mushrooms. Get 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase today when you go to foursigmatic.com/DRLEAF or use the discount code DRLEAF at checkout. The fifth tip is to not let that adrenaline keep pumping. Very important. Adrenaline's a great chemical, but if you stay in a panicked and worried state, increases, and too much adrenaline will increase cortisol, and it completely messes with a whole lot of other hormones. In fact, 1400 neurophysiological responses will start working against you instead of for you, and you'll be wide awake but actually physically exhausted. So it's really important that if you get into bed at night and you fall asleep, or you're dozing off and you wake up with that whoosh of adrenaline, which is like almost like you've been punched in the stomach, don't lie there marinating in this potentially very damaging high levels of this chemical. Low levels, it's very good for you. Instead, sit up immediately, open your eyes, even if it's in the dark, and breathe. And the breathing that seems to work really well for this is to breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 7, and then breathe out for 8. And do it 3, 4, 5 times. And as you do this, it starts shifting your energy in the right direction, and the adrenaline and cortisol should start stabilizing and calming down. Once you've done this breathing, then conceptualize this situation differently into something positive and do something constructive. Because lying there trying to sleep, marinating in adrenaline, is not going to lead to sleep. And if you do start dozing off, it's going to be very erratic, unregenerative sleep. So get your phone or a journal and write down whatever's in your mind. Just pour it out. If it's a bunch of worries, write them down, get them in order, prioritize them, and then you can work on them in your daily detox. Or it could even be a list of stuff that you have to get done the next day. If it's a list of things to do, write them down. Work out when you're going to do them, how long it will take, who's going to help you. Pray over them if you wish. Tell yourself you can deal with this tomorrow or the next day. And then choose to be excited and expectant. Get an expectancy mindset that solutions will come, and no matter what they are, you will be at peace. This generates healthy, healing energy flow through your brain, and you'll find that you start dozing off. To find out more about the expectation mindset, you can get this in my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. The sixth tip to help you sleep is to actually build your brain during the day so you don't go to sleep with damaged nerve cells. Every morning when you wake up, you have thousands of new baby nerve cells that are born through a process called neurogenesis. And these are meant to be built into the networks of your brain through deep intellectual thought during the course of the day. You're deeply intellectual, and you're designed to constantly think and learn new information and build memory throughout the day. And as you do this, you use these new baby nerve cells and you grow new branches. So you're changing the structure of your brain constantly in a positive way. This is called neuroplasticity. If you get lazy and you don't do this and you don't really think deeply about things and you don't read to understand and really challenge your brain, much like your house gets dirty, these extra nerve cells will basically build up. They build up waste. If you don't clean this out by thinking deeply, this can affect your ability to fall asleep and the quality of your sleep. So take an hour or two during the course of the day, and instead of just scanning through headlines or just gathering data like puzzle pieces and just piling them all up. Select something that really grabs your interest. Read it, think about it, write the information down, and challenge yourself to think about it deeply enough and intellectually enough that you could actually go and write an exam on it, or go and give a lecture on it, or explain it to a group of people. That's the level that really builds your brain effectively to help prepare you for sleep. So take an hour, at least an hour each day to do this. For more information on how to do this, see my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. The seventh tip is to talk to a sleeping buddy. As you practice mastering the tips above, it's a good idea to have a backup plan in your life. And that's to have someone that you is comfortable enough to talk to you in the dead of the night when you can't sleep. Maybe your partner, your spouse, a family member, a great friend. Sometimes just talking through something with someone you trust and love is enough to help you process what you're worrying about at that moment, and that's keeping you awake. And then you find it's much easier to fall asleep. I find this is such a fantastic tool. Most times I can handle this by using the techniques that I've just described. I handle not falling asleep and then eventually do fall asleep. But sometimes I do wake up my husband and we'll chat and talk through, and maybe it's just 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 5 minutes or sometimes longer, and I always fall asleep afterwards. So find one or two people you feel you could do this with and discuss with them in advance, obviously, so they know you may call them or wake them in the middle of the night. Also make sure that you offer to help them in the same way, so pay it forward. They help you, you help them. You will find this will really help improve your sleeping habits. The eighth tip is to build the following into your lifestyle. Remembering these will not work in a sustainable way if you don't get your mind right. So it's vitally important that you first apply the six tips that I've spoken about above and then also build the following into your life. Find out if maybe you're on a specific medication, if that has a side effect of a lack of sleep. Eat real food mindfully. You can see my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart, to help you understand the importance of eating real food mindfully and how to do this. But good nutrition is absolutely essential to good sleep. Exercise regularly. We all know we need to exercise. It has multiple benefits. But when it comes to sleep, it's very, very helpful to detox. Basically detoxes the blood flow and helps to clean up cells. And you don't want toxic waste in the blood and you don't want toxic waste in the cells. And exercise really does help keep the body much cleaner, which definitely contributes to improving sleep. Take hot baths before bed. Very, very relaxing and calming. Control your screen time and your phone time. Visit with your doctor to check that your minerals, vitamins, hormones, and so on are what they should be. Get onto a good prebiotic fiber and probiotic to help your digestion, because the microbiome plays a very big role in your mind and in sleep. I'm not going to tell you how many hours you should sleep in a day, because no one really is that sure. Even though 6 to 8 hours seems to be the standard, new research shows that some people need less, others sleep more. New research has shown that if you sleep too long, it's bad for your heart. If you sleep too short, it's bad for your heart. And sleep is also very cyclic, depending on what's going on in your life, depending on if you are on medications or if you're traveling through different time zones, which happens to me a lot, maybe there's a huge emotional thing going on in your life. And that's, it's logical that it will potentially affect your sleep. What is important to remember is that sleep is the regenerative housekeeping function that allows the mind and the brain and the body to clean up and prepare you for the next day. So during the day you build thoughts, at nighttime you sort out the thoughts. During the day your body's working very hard, at nighttime it regenerates. It's kind of like a car wash for the brain when you sleep, where the cerebrospinal fluid washes out toxic waste. In this way, our memories get consolidated, they get improved, our ability to self-regulate thinking improves, our feeling and our choice decision-making, that improves, our immune system. In fact, every system of the body is regenerated while you're sleeping. So sleep is a very protective system in the brain and the body, and are obviously essential for overall health. It also helps us process traumatic experiences and can even help to prevent DNA damage and prepare for healthy cell division. However, to get these great benefits from sleep, we have to get our sleep mind management in order. So re-listen to this podcast as many times as you need to help you do just that. If you are interested in learning more about mental health solutions and how to help yourself and others, I want to invite you to my 2019 Mental Health Solutions Summit in Dallas, Texas, December 6 and 7. This conference is perfect for parents looking for tips and techniques to help their children, employers and managers looking for solutions to employee burnout and stress, educators looking for information on how to help students manage anxiety, life coaches looking for more practical and applicable mental health care resources for their clients, medical professionals looking to increase their knowledge of mental health and how to incorporate techniques into their work, and so much more. This conference is focused on providing practical, easily applicable, and accessible and scalable solutions to mental health related issues. I highly recommend getting a group together and getting your tickets now before we are sold out. We will also be offering CME and CEU credits. For more information, go to drleafconference.com. The link will also be in the show notes. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.